In the race for Florida governor, the TV ads just keep coming. The latest from the Republican Party of Florida attacks Democratic candidate Charlie Crist for his changing positions on everything from party affiliation to Obamacare to abortion. PolitiFact Florida saw the ad and fact-checked the flip-flop accusations. PolitiFact's Josh Gillen is here to tell us what they found out. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Hey, Josh, the ad goes right to the heart of the matter.
I'm running as a Republican.
An independent.
I'm running as a Democrat.
Flippin' unbelievable.
The ad goes on to accuse Crist of flip-flopping on Obamacare, abortion, and the economic stimulus plan. What is PolitiFact's ruling on all this, Josh?
Well, luckily, PolitiFact has something called the flip-a-meter, and so we have already looked at some of these things and looked at the rest just for this story. Now, in the case of his party affiliation, I think we all know that the full flop is in effect here. He was a Republican, then he went independent when he lost Republican primary for Senate to Marco Rubio and is now a Democrat. And then on the health care law, well, we rated that a full flop. First, he said he wanted to repeal it. Then he said he would have voted for it. And then he said he wanted to modify it. And now he says it's a great idea. Then when we go on to the economic stimulus, well, that one just rates a half flip. Back when he was governor, he was all for it. The state really needed that stimulus money. Then when he was running for Senate, he kind of backed off of that a little bit, but now he's back to liking it. And then as far as abortion goes, and Craig, you and I have talked about this in the past, he is consistently inconsistent on abortion anyway. He calls himself pro-life and pro-choice, but he has always said that there should be some kind of wiggle room that allows people to get abortions in certain cases. Right now, we call that a half flip.
So what is that? Two full flips, two half flips? How'd it work out?
Well, that was two full flops, one for his party affiliation, one for his health care law stance, and a half flip each for the stimulus and for abortion. I would like to stress that on PolitiFact.com, people can read why these flips are in place. And please remember that on the flip-a-meter, we're not making any judgments as to whether that's right or wrong, just the fact that Crist has changed positions on those issues.
Another Republican Party of Florida ad targets Judith Ann McLaughlin. She's the Democrat challenging Republican Jeff Brandis for Florida's 22nd District House seat.
Who's the member of that group that wants your parents to pay a state income tax?
Judith Ann McLaughlin.
McLaughlin was part of a group that supports imposing a state income tax on Floridians.
Wow, state income tax, kind of a third rail of politics in Florida. Josh, what organization are they talking about? And is McLaughlin really in favor of a state income tax?
Well, first of all, we rated this statement mostly false, and that's because they are talking about McLaughlin's membership in the League of Women Voters, specifically the Florida chapter. Now, the League does support, in theory, the idea of a state income tax. That's because back in the 90s, they did a study that said that a fairer way to tax everyone in the state of Florida is to have a state income tax. Now, that doesn't mean that they were fighting for that. They don't lobby for it. It was just a study that they did, and it was their position that, hey, this is much fairer than tying it to sales tax or property taxes or corporate taxes the way it is here in Florida now. And as far as whether or not McLaughlin even believes in that, well, she says she doesn't. And the president of the Florida chapter told PolitiFact that, no, members are allowed to think whatever they want. And no, we don't want to push that on the state. Even though they do mention it, they don't want to push it on anyone. So we called it mostly false.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. A little bit of fact can go a long way in political ads, huh?
Yeah, but it's the finding it that's the hard part.